2018 Money 2020 in Las Vegas, Nevada, in the Coney DBX Experience Center.
Yes.
With Mr. James Wester here. James, how are you?
I am doing well. I haven't seen you in several months.
It has, yeah. We were at the Think Conference in another desert.
That's right.
Another part of the desert. So how's the show going for you so far?
It's a big show. Yes. This is an exhausting show. This is, I think, the seventh or eighth year they've had it. I think the seventh or eighth year I've attended. And every year it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So you really have to focus on what you're trying to get out of it.
No doubt.
Otherwise, you could spend a whole lot of time just wandering around.
Yeah.
So it's tiring. It's an exhausting show, but there's a lot to be gained here just in experiences like this, just in the meetings, more than the content, more than the booths upstairs in the show hall. It's having a conversation with somebody that you bump into in the hallway, having a conversation in a room like this. It's these interactions, I think, that make this probably a better show than anything else.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we all live in this digital world.
Right.
We can do Skype or text or whatever, but there's still nothing better than a face-to-face meeting, and this conference certainly fills the bill there quite nicely.
Yeah, it's amazing, too, the number of people that you see from not necessarily financial technology or banking or payments, but all sorts of allied industries that, you know, payments touches everything. Banking and financial services touches everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up bumping into somebody from healthcare or government or identity or whatever, and that's the part of the show, I think, that's also valuable, because you get this cross-pollination.
Exactly.
Things that you never would have thought of that are coming from, say, an identity use case.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about how can you identify somebody? How can you secure an identity? How can you do that? It's a huge part of payments.
Yep.
It's a huge part of banking.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't think of that as being an important part of a use case or a customer experience in banking. So you have those kinds of conversations with people at the show. And, you know, it really sparks the thoughts on, oh, well, okay, where else can we go with technology? Where else can we go with banking?
No doubt.
So that's, I think, what makes this, again, a really valuable show to be at.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of your duties here. We were talking before the recording that you were moderating, you're speaking, you're on panel, this type of stuff. You're a busy, busy guy here.
Yeah, I had a panel this morning. I talked to the CEO, Ernie Garcia of Carvana.
Mm-hmm.
Really fascinating. Again, one of those industries that I'm not a car guy, but Carvana is doing something very interesting by looking at car purchasing as a financial experience and as a financial service as much as it is about buying a car. One of those things that you wouldn't necessarily look at it as being, you know, part of financial technology, but it is an incredible,
integral.
I mean, it's usually the second largest purchase that anybody makes is buying a car. And what they're trying to do is really, really interesting. And then I've got a panel this afternoon talking to somebody from PayPal, looking at the ecosystem that they've built and how ecosystems, again, that connecting everything in through financial services is such an important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's again, it's stuff like that, it's content like that, it's conversations like that, that when you have them, sometimes it even takes a couple of days. You think back and think, oh, that was actually one of those aha moments that I hadn't put everything together, and suddenly now it makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, busy, busy show.
Yeah, you better have a plan and you better take notes or else.
Yeah, exactly. No, trust me, I go through at least one notebook.
I bet.
Usually in One Money 2020, I will go through an entire notebook of just writing stuff down.
Wow.
So,
is there anything in particular here that you want to see? I mean, you talked about, obviously, the payments you're interested in, but so anything else that you're interested in?
Yeah, no. I've recently started looking more and more at blockchain. My duties have now become, I'm now a quote-unquote blockchain analyst. So the way that blockchains, distributed ledgers, there's so much hype about it. So much discussion about it. Is there any reality to it? Where is it actually applicable, especially in financial services?
Yeah.
So the discussions and information and arguments and everything else that are going on around here over the next few days about blockchain, I'm really interested in hearing that, because there are a lot of really smart people who are looking at blockchain, distributed ledgers, cryptocurrencies, tokens, all of that stuff that's all sort of thrown into that blockchain bucket.
Yeah.
They're really smart people looking at it. They're really, really interesting ideas, but, you know, digging below the surface to find out what's real, what's not, I think that's going to be an important part of what we're discussing in that area over the next few years. So trying to figure that out right now and at this show, you know, again, there's just so many people
here
we're talking
here,
about.
Yeah,
there's so much to talk about. I think that it's going to be, it's a fun show, and I think it's going to help me out as far as where I'm going over the next few years.
Is it bringing it to practicality or practical applications of it?
Yeah.
There's a lot of avenues you can go down to.
I think it's going beyond where blockchain is treated as a science experiment, which is the way we're doing a lot of, you know, it's, oh, this is really cool,
here's
a proof of concept, here's a pilot, but what does it actually mean when we're going to roll it out, when it scales, what does it mean from the bottom of the stack at an infrastructure layer? What does it mean from a protocol layer and the providers of that? What's it mean at the application layer? How do we, you know, nobody is going, in 10 years, if blockchain takes off the way we think it is, nobody is going to pull out their phone, open up a computer, laptop, or in 10 years if they have something
implanted
in their head, nobody's going to say, oh, I'm going to choose a blockchain solution. Nobody's going to care. It's
going
to be
like
so
behind the scenes, you know?
So we have to get to the point, though, where we understand how do you build something that is so seamless that you can build those applications on top of it that are more efficient, that have a business use and a business case behind them. That's the part where we are trying to have those discussions right now. And the excitement and interest at a show like this shows, yes, there is something there that we need to discuss and figure out. I'm just not certain how long. I mean, the big question is, how long is that going to take?
Right.
And so that's even what we're kind of discussing right now.
Okay. Very cool. Any updates in the payments world or... I mean, you mentioned that you're now blockchain
payments,
person.
Payments continues to be this incredibly interesting, back to the discussion about an ecosystem. You know, we're talking more and more about how do you bury payments behind the scenes or bury it into an application or into an experience, making it seamless, making it easy, and yet still retaining a certain amount of friction and a certain amount of unseamlessness, I guess would be the word, so that you can still protect an account, so that you can still alert somebody that a payment is being made. All of that now is really more at the customer service as opposed to that infrastructure layer. There's still a lot going on down there.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But we're seeing so much on the customer experience side on how do you put all of this together so that you're delivering these experiences to consumers that that they want, that they need, that they're aware of, all of that. So payments, you know, every once in a while you kind of take a step back and think, wow, payments has been really active over the last 5-10 years. Surely we've reached the point where we know everything we need to know and we can just go forward.
Right.
It's like, now you show up at a show like this and suddenly you're presented with all the other options and things we didn't realize we didn't know. So, still active, still interesting, still a very intriguing space. And I think that we know the roadmap of where we think payments is going, but I still think we've got a lot of nuts and bolts that need to be put together before we can get there.
Exciting stuff indeed.
Yeah.
And this show, to me, is like... The ultimate shiny red ball syndrome. I mean, there are so many like,
yes.
Oh my gosh, we could go there. We could go there. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you have to have your calendar when you show up at the show. You better have your calendar all scripted out. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself just wandering around the show floor going, oh, look, I didn't know anything about that. I'm going to go over that direction.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which is not, I mean, I guess that's better than walking around a show floor where you think, oh, I'm so poor. What am I going to do?
That's true. It's
so
the
it's
other end of the
that.
Pendulum. Yeah,
exactly.
All right, James. Well, I know you got a scoot, but thank you very much for taking a few minutes.
Always enjoy it.
Very cool.
Thanks.
All right, sir. Keep up the good work. All right.